plug the radio in.
Flip the power switch to the on position.
You're listening to Bill Martinez.
Welcome back, America. 27 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. In fact, you can drop me an email. It comes to me direct, NSA approved. I guarantee it. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Larry Klayman is with us, founder of Judicial Watch. Freedom Watch is known for his strong public and interest advocacy in furtherance of ethics in government and individual freedoms and liberty. Larry, good to have you on the show, and thank you for your passion in fighting the good fight on behalf of we the people.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate you coming on. You're having me.
Well, yeah, it's, you know, Larry, actually, you and I met years ago in Los Angeles when I was running the sales department for KRLA. And so I've been looking forward to being able to talk to you, especially in light of all the good things that you're doing on Judicial Watch.
Well, thanks, Bill. I mean, yeah, I do remember. And KRLA, that was George Putnam, wasn't it, and company?
That's correct, yeah, back then.
Yeah,
back then, and then shortly
and
after
Breen.
That, then, well, Ray Breen, and then also with George, and then shortly after George, we were able to connect with one Dennis Prager. And the rest, as they say, has been history there, and it's been having a great run ever since. So
great station. It really gave me a start. Yeah, thank you.
It was great to have you on. The message that you were carrying was a timely one. It continues to be. And, you know, the fight that you're doing on behalf, as I said, for we the people to, you know, find out what the truth is. If we're going to get this country back on track, it's got to be based on the fact and truth and not just, you know, suggestion and possibility. I mean, that's what got us in this mess to begin with, isn't it?
Well, it gets worse and worse. I mean, we've seen a degradation of ethics and morality and respect for the law for many decades, but it's never been at this level. We have a president who has no respect for the Constitution, who, you know, favors Muslim countries over Israel. Israel's getting a real hit these days, which affects our national security. We can see that as we speak with the Middle East coming unglued. And we have a former Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, who wants to be president. If she succeeds, it'll be the 1-2 punch to this country. This country will be in a road to disaster. That's my personal opinion.
Well, then at that point, Larry, we got to realize that the public interest has been so bifurcated. Democrats have done a great job over the years in being able to, you know, niche out just the right number to be able to strategically pull out a win. And I can think the only way that Hillary Clinton wins is because the country becomes so divided. And as you say, it is so pronounced throughout. And I don't know if you caught that interview with Harry Reid here, you know, kind of joking about how he lied from the Senate floor regarding Mitt Romney. You know, it's disgusting. I mean, here is the head of the Senate, the leader, and he flat out lies from the Senate floor, and somehow it's justified because, as he kind of laughingly said, well, Barack Obama won, didn't he?
Well, it should come as no surprise. Senator Harry Reid was on the Gaming Commission, head of the Gaming Commission in Nevada. We know what Nevada's all about. It's about the mafia. It's always controlled Nevada and Las Vegas, and Reid is mafia, and that's a reality. That's what we've got running the Senate, or we had running the Senate. But the problem here is that, you know, it's more than Harry Reid. You have two parties, and I've always been nonpartisan. I'm conservative, obviously. But until recently, the Republicans haven't asserted themselves. And as far as I'm concerned, the only thing they ever did right was to invite Prime Minister Netanyahu to speak in front of Congress a few weeks ago.
Exactly.
They've rolled over to Obama every step of the way. They're afraid of being called racist. Obama has divided this country, black against white. If we have Hillary, it'll be woman against man, and this country's going to come unglued.
Right.
Divide and conquer, that's the way the ultra-left has done things, you know, for centuries, and they're succeeding at it, and they've succeeded at it very well.
Exactly. Well, we know that Freedom Watch filed the RICO lawsuit against Hillary and Bill Clinton and the Clinton Foundation over this email scandal. Clearly, Larry, the people are not buying it, but we need concrete evidence. Is that going to be possible?
We're in front of several courts on that. In fact, I'm going to Washington, D.C. tonight to argue before the Federal Appeals Court there because we have Freedom of Information Act requests that were dismissed because Hillary Clinton and her minions over there at the State Department said they had no documents, and they concerned Iran. Her sale of waivers to do business with Iran is passed as a prologue. She sold access during the years of her husband's administration to the Chinese and others for campaign contributions. Now she's doing it with regard to her foundation, which she controls with her husband and daughter. And we're going to ask this appellate court to send the case back to lower court and to order the seizure of her hard drive and to take discovery. Now, if she's destroyed that hard drive and we get discovery, we'll be able to depose everybody who knows how it was destroyed. Mm-hmm. And if they want to perjure themselves and put their neck on the line, so be it. But you've got to pursue this. And this is another example, frankly, of the Republican Congress not doing their job. The Government Oversight and Reform Committee is very good on getting on Fox News, but they're not very good at actually getting any justice because they do it for political reasons. And they let Hillary, for the last several months, get away with this to the point where she now says, brazenly, I've destroyed everything. Why wasn't Trey Gowdy and the others in there taking action to get that hard drive? They didn't really want to because the establishment never challenges the establishment. There's an unwritten rule in Washington, D.C., that will just play political patty cakes and really not hold anyone accountable.
You know, and that answers the big question, Larry, because everybody I talk with is, why are they moving so slow on this? And then they're on Fox News saying, well, here's the things that they should do about, you know, checking the hard drive and going through all this other exercise. Like all of a sudden her IT people are not listening to this and not picking up and saying, hey, we better make sure we've wiped it clean. We've done all these other things. We've shredded it. We've been able to get this work. And of course, you know, Hillary Clinton brought us the term plausible deniability. And of course, they'll hold to that playbook.
Well, yeah, she's skated ever since, and she walks around smugly making jokes about what she's done because she knows that she's never been held accountable. I did get a finding against her husband, Bill, that he committed a crime, but he never went to jail, and he wasn't convicted during the impeachment trial. So the Clintons feel that they can skate, and she's playing upon her femininity, in effect saying, you know, go after me, please go after me, I'm a woman. I'll use that against you. You're persecuting women just like Obama plays the race card. They all know how to do it.
Right.
And the Republicans just go out there and, you know, they give interviews, but they don't do anything for real. So we're in court, and we're doing the best we can to get judges to hold Hillary accountable. I filed a racketeering RICO case in Florida last week over her 10-year practice of running a criminal enterprise, basically shaking down people for money. Mm-hmm. And two of the predicate acts are, of course, the documents that she should have produced to us in the Freedom of Information Act, which bear on Iran, which is a very important issue these days with the nuclear negotiations. So
exactly.
We hope that a judge will put his foot down or her foot down, and a jury will make a finding. And we're doing the best we can. And short of revolution, that's about all we can do right now. But the country is out of control, and both political parties, frankly, are trashing it with their behavior. Right.
Well, we know that Bill Clinton was disbarred as a result of the impeachment. That, I guess, was the big thing. But most people, you know, forget that that occurred. And where Hillary is setting herself up, she could clearly be disbarred if proven that she broke the law here.
Well, you know, it's more clear-cut than people have said. I think if you watch Fox, I like Judge Jeanine Pirro. She speaks clearly.
Right.
And she has committed crimes, Hillary Clinton. This is obstruction of justice under any circumstances.
Yeah, Larry,
these
I'm
are
sorry.
Documents which should have been produced, and consequently, she should be held accountable.
And as you say, the Clintons, there's just something about accountability, and the Clintons, they just they ignore accountability. They've got a proven track record of being able to do that. But you know, thank you, Larry Klayman, and Judicial Watch and Freedom Watch. You know, and all the good work that you're doing to hold their feet to the fire so that we can get to the bottom of this situation once and for all. And especially if we're going to make a decision on whether or not Hillary should be the next president of the United States, because as we do know, character does matter at the end of the day. But we have to really be vigilant about making sure that it does matter. Larry Klayman, thank you for being with us on Bill Martinez Live. It is 18 before the top of the hour. Stay with us, America. We've got more right after this.